Well, I mean, we need a win. I think there's no better way to look at it. I mean, we're kind of taking this thing one at a time. You know, every game is a must-win kind of deal, and this is the same kind of deal. We need this win. We need to be able to go out there and get it done. And, I mean, our back's against the wall. I mean, some guys may have that attitude. I mean, I kind of go out there, you know, kind of chip on a shoulder type deal and go out there and play hard and, you know, try to get the win. Every game, every week, same way.
Brian, you guys have talked in very good terms about Matt's leadership in the past. Can you just talk a little bit about, you know, what he's like in the huddle and his leadership skills as, you know, he may potentially be playing here on Sunday?
He's a confident guy, and, you know, I think you learned it from Aaron. I'm sure he's learned that from Aaron, kind of the way Aaron, you know, puts himself out there to the offense and in the huddle. I mean, you know, and he's in meetings with Aaron every day, so he kind of learns from Aaron. And you feel the same type of, you know, vibe off from Matt. I mean, they're two different people, don't get me wrong, but, you know, he sees how Aaron does things, and, you know, everything's kind of similar, and he has confidence in the huddle. He knows what he's doing. We all have confidence in him, so it's just going out there and making it happen for him so he can go out there and do what he needs to do. Yep.
Is there anything specific you can put your finger on as to what happened against Detroit as far as the offense goes? Struggled so much?
We just got outplayed. We just got outplayed, didn't perform well, and when that happens, not going to win games. That's really what it is. I mean, no one really played great. Can't win ball games when you're not playing well and you're not helping out your teammate, you know, not helping out the quarterback, not giving him time, and can't win like that.
Can you learn from that experience?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think games like that are the biggest learning tools. You know what I mean? You see what's going wrong out there, and you got to correct off it. So, you know, you watch the tape. I know I've watched it, gosh, 5, 6, 7 times already, and just kind of you watch it and go over everything and just go, all right, this is what was going on. You know, every guy approaches it a little bit differently. You know, I mean, that's just how I approach it. I watch it and just learn off the negative things that I did in the game and try to correct it in practice and just, hey, I can't be doing that. I need to get better at that and practice, work on ways to do that better or do this better. You know, just certain things like that. And yeah, I mean, you can be hard on ourselves about it. I mean, obviously, I think everyone's pretty upset about it. I mean, I don't think you'll talk to one of the offensive linemen that aren't upset about it. You can be hard on yourself about it for a couple of days, but, you know, it's new week, new game, new opponent. We need to focus in on what the task is in hand and got to remember what happened, but, you know, we need to correct it and move on and, you know, get ready for the opponent at hand. I mean, we know what, you know, we know the bad performance that happened last week, but needs to get better this week and just got to learn from it and move on.